We're excited to play Monday night in front of the home crowd. I thought the fans did a tremendous job last week. They were loud when the Eagles had the ball, and it was a tremendous advantage for us, and we look forward to them being behind us this week. Defensively, for Cincinnati, it's a veteran group. They have a history of success. Their front four has very good rush ability and tremendous length. They're led by Atkins and Dunlap up front. Their linebackers are a salty, physical group. They play downhill, and they can lay the wood when they get there. Their secondary is aggressive and very multiple. Offensively, they have an elite group of skill players, Green, Eifert, Hill, and Bernard, and they're creative and multiple with how they distribute the ball to them. Dalton's playing at a high level, and he takes great care of the football. That'll be a challenge for us. Four of their five offensive linemen have played a lot of snaps together, and they're acclimating the fifth guy in there. Special teams-wise, their unit focuses on extracting the ball. They have 26 fumbles caused since 2003. They're a trio of talented veteran specialists there with Nugent, Huber, and Harris, and two premier kick blockers in Hunt and Dunlap. Again, a lot of length there, a lot of length. With that, we'll open it up.
Coach, what's the status of Victor Cruz heading into Monday?
He did not work today.
How's he feeling? He'll come out tomorrow?
We'll see tomorrow.
How's he feeling at this point?
He was out today.
Regardless of the injury, do you plan to kind of cut back on his usage a little bit in the second half just to wear and tear?
We'll see. We'll take it week by week.
Okay, and a lot of that with him was from the game the other day before he got injured, was written as him getting a reduced role. Do you agree with that assessment?
Again, we talked about using all 46 of our players as much as we can during the bye week and try to spread the reps around.
Did you guys do anything on the field yesterday with Victor? Or?
He didn't work today. He's working off the field and on the field a little bit with the training staff.
Is rushing the football still, an important part of this offense, and do you think that you will continue to improve in that area?
Yeah, we're working at running the football. We spent a lot of time on it today. It's an area of importance for us, an area of emphasis, and we're going to keep plugging away at it.
Bring to their red zone offense. I think their productivity increased when he returned.
Yeah, he's a big target with some range. He has sneaky speed. He can chew up some ground with his stride length. But again, big targets that are smart and get football in the red and green zone are an advantage for the offense.
Coach, Landon Collins earned himself another NFC Defensive Player of the Week award. What can you say about his development in his second year?
He's making a lot of production. He's all over the field. He's playing fast. He's playing aggressive. He's tackling well, and he's doing a nice job with his ball skills.
How much similarities do you see with a guy like A.J. Green and maybe some guy like you played in the league one with Dez Bryant?
They're different players. A.J.'s very talented, covers a lot of ground, plays the game fast, great ball skills, hand-eye coordination. I think all the great ones do. And he's made a lot of nice plays over the years. And He's a player that has tremendous length, a very big catch radius, and can do it with two hands and one hand.
How do you think Eli Apple responded so far from what you've seen in that Sunday's game?
He's bounced back. He's bounced back.
What's your plan with Larry Donnell going forward?
We'll take it week by week. We're not gonna necessarily talk about play time before the game, but. We're going to take it week by week. Everyone has an opportunity to contribute in the game. Who's up?
How did you deal with having such obviously a reduced role last week?
How did he? That'd be a better question for Larry.
Do the Bengals do a lot of stunts and twists up front, maybe more so than what you've seen?
Depends on what their plan is. They've done a lot of double A gap mug stuff in the past, maybe not so much recently, and they mix their stunts and twists in there with pressure. But they like to straight rush 4-2, and they have a lot of length doing that. But they can push the pocket back and, have those guys, get their paws up and try to bat some balls down.
What kind of challenge would Brett Jones face when he has to go against Geno Atkins?
I think every guard faces a big challenge in centers when they go against Geno. He's got a, tremendous quick first step. He's built low to the ground. That's an advantage for him, and he's very disruptive.
Learning to finish games, which you've been doing, the last three games have all been by 7 points or less. Is there something about this squad that you see that's unique?
I think we believe that we're going to win the close ones in the end. That's what we work towards. Same point in time, we had some opportunities in the ball game to blow it open last week. And when we get those opportunities, we need to take advantage of them.
Coach, what adjustments do you have to make when guarding a big, strong, multi-threat tight end like Tyler Eifert?
I'm going to choose my words carefully here. We have to be aware. We have to know where he is. They can use him all over the formation. They use a lot of shifts and motions to try to disguise where he's going to be and disguise tendencies as much as possible. But we'll know where he is, and we'll have a plan for him.
Why is it that you feel that tight ends have been an issue for you guys defensively?
I think when you play good tight ends, I think they cause problems for, you know, my history coaching the position. It causes problems for people. They're tough matchups for safeties because of the size, and they're tough matchups for linebackers because of the speed and the quickness. And you know, a lot of times corners don't have the strength to contain them. So especially when you go against great players, it proposes matchup problems.
How big an asset has Keenan Robinson been in that regard?
Yeah, Keenan's been a good player for us. He's jumped in with both feet. He's really bought into what we're doing here, become a good part, nice part of the locker room, and played some good ball for us.
Why do you think Paul Perkins was so effective in the fourth quarter?
Why was he as opposed to?
As opposed to early in the game, he was getting zeros and ones and minuses and looked like in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, it takes all 11 on offense to have a productive play. And, you know, sometimes he blocked what was there. Other times he may have missed a read. He may have missed a read or two. But, again, with reps, he'll get better.
So you don't think it had anything to do with sort of, you know, him getting stronger as the game went on, or it's just a matter of technique?
I think he got a little more comfortable as the game went on, yeah.
When you look at Brett Jones, he ideally doesn't have ideal size for a guard. Mm-hmm. How much can technique kind of compensate for what he might be missing in terms of size and strength and all that?
Yeah, I think technique plays a big part into it. He's going to be very prepared. That's who he is. That's how he goes about his business. He's a student of the game, and he puts a lot of time and effort into the preparation part of things, and that showed up on Sunday.
Is Perkins the kind of, I mean, can he be,
You need to have a variety of ball carriers. Having just one ball carrier and going into the game and saying everyone's going to, you know, one back's going to play 68 snaps, I don't think that's feasible. I think you need to have a variety of guys who are ready to play and make sure you have the reps distributed that way.
How difficult is your offense protection-wise for a rookie?
To learn the protections?
Yeah.
I think all offenses in this league, that's probably the biggest hurdle for a rookie to overcome. Is to try to learn the protections and be able to play, not just learn them, but when the ball snapped, to be able to play fast, and not just where your number one is, but where your two and your scan shows up.
How much is he still learning that?
Yeah, he's still learning.
Ben,
he's still learning. Made some progress, but he's still learning.
How come your defense has been so good in the red zone? I believe you lead the league percentage.
That's a good question. You know, you can go back, and when you go back and look at the tape, like we did over the bye week, been very productive, making a lot of plays, a lot of great effort by the players that way. I think we're calling it aggressive down there, and the players respond to it.
Coach, have you talked to Darian Thompson at all since he was placed on IR, and if so, what did you say to him?
What did I say to him? I wished him the best getting healthy.
You only have three safeties in the roster this morning. Is Michael Thompson paying attention to return at some point this year?
Everything's fair game at this point.
Where is he standing this process?
He's making progress.
What goes into that decision for you guys, and when do you feel like you have to make that decision? I mean, you basically have two guys you probably bring back. It's Mike Kellen and Shane, I believe.
Yeah, when they're ready physically, we'll make the decision. If we feel it's the right guy at the right time.
Physically at this point?
When someone's ready physically and we deem them the right guy, we'll make the decision.
In that red zone, D, are you guys winning like physical battles at the line? Like, does that have a lot to do with it?
Yeah, the run game's a big part of it. I mean, when you hold the team, when you take away the run, just like anywhere else on the field, it limits what the offense can do schematically.
Two more questions.
Ben, understanding that you appreciate Giants tradition so much, how special is the Ring of Honor night for you and for some of your players who know Tuck and or Tom? Is that something that can be an extra spark and motivation as well?
I'm not sure about that. I know I'll be excited to see those two guys, wish them the best, and congratulate them. We look forward to it.
Ernie had said that he met with you last week. Was he just here for the Ring of Honor stuff? What was that conversation like?
I had an opportunity to pick his brain about a couple different things. It was a great conversation. I look forward to do it moving forward, too.